Your sister got a call from her boyfriend and had to run out to get him. Something with car troubles, or maybe a flat tire, or I don't know. Not important. I'm coming in. I'm super bored waiting for her.
Hey, glad to see you're clothed. What? I'm joking, I swear. I don't think you would be getting yourself off while your sister is in the next room with her best friend. That would kind of be fucking stupid on your part. How have you been? It's been forever since I last talked to you alone. I think it was at that, oh, what was it? That summer party? You know, the luau that your parents threw? Yeah, I came over and you got a little too tipsy since you had nowhere else to go, really. And your sister, she also drank a little too much. I ended up having to play babysitter to you two all night. It was kind of cute, you know? How pathetic you are when you're drunk. You couldn't even walk straight. I ended up having to drag you to your room and stand guard until you fell asleep. You kept insisting you weren't tired and just, one more drink, one more drink. Do you remember any of that? Yeah, I should have expected that. You were probably blacked out by the time I finally got you to sleep. You tried getting handsy with me. You were fumbling, and at one point, you even honked my tits. I think you thought you were being really, like, smooth, and you were really putting the moves on me and being sexy, but it just kind of made me laugh out loud. It showed me just how inexperienced you really are. I mean, come on. Honking? What are you, a horny teen? But since I am so very nice and generous, I let it slide. I wrote it off as you being stupid and drunk. I also did you a solid and never mentioned it to your sister. I'm sure she would have had a field day knowing that you tried to make a move on me by honking my tits. I can just imagine it now. Every single Thanksgiving, Christmas, even like New Year's Eve or Memorial Day, she would bring it up and would never let you live it down. And the entire time I was thinking, you could have at least complimented me first, you know, before you honked them, told me I was hot and then did it. But you just kind of went for it. When you're wasted, you have confidence that is totally undeserved. You know, the last time I was in here, I didn't get a good look at everything. I was a little busy taking care of your sorry drunken ass. You've got some cool stuff in here, though. What? Oh, come on. Don't get flustered because I'm talking about some embarrassing memory. Everyone does stupid things when they're drunk. It's fine. I'm not mad, really. If I was upset with you, would I have come into your room and be laughing as I told the story? No, I wouldn't. Instead, I think it's funny that when you're drunk, you turn into a horny teen that thinks honking a grown woman's breast is the way to get into her pants. It's as sad as it is cute. I wouldn't think someone with your looks would be inexperienced. I mean, come on. You can't be blind to how attractive you are, right? Are you kidding me? You are so fucking cute. I mean, just look at your face. You've got some of the prettiest eyes I've ever seen. If I didn't know your sister, I would think it's genetic. Her eyes are nice, sure, but they don't even hold a candle to yours. They're the kind of eyes that someone could stare in and just kind of get lost. And your nose? Oh my God, it's so perfect. I can't put into words how the shape and size of it are fucking perfect for your face. It's a nose I wouldn't mind grinding against. Oh, and let's not forget your lips. They just look so kissable. I mean, I am a little jealous of them, obviously. Even with the black lipstick I use, they don't look as kissable as yours. I could so easily just grab your chin and kiss you and actually satisfy my curiosity on how they feel, but I wouldn't do that. Not without your permission, of course. I'm not a monster. Plus, you are the younger sibling. to my best friend. That kind of means you're a little bit off limits, even for the goth best friends. I wanted to get closer to tell you this, so you need to look me in the eyes when I say it. I don't give a shit if you get flustered. You are an attractive person. I don't know what kind of shit you've been through, but you need to be more confident in yourself. I've always thought of you as like, well, I never really thought about you before, but you are an attractive individual. Anyone would be lucky to date you, to kiss you, to fuck you. I swear, if you weren't my best friend's younger sibling, I would have easily snatched you up. With a face like yours and a body to match, I can't get over you're single and inexperienced. You are totally my type. I know I was teasing you a little hard earlier, making you remember something totally embarrassing. But I'm not always mean. I just look it. I'm not cute like you. I tend to dress up in all black. I wear chains. I do my makeup big and dark. I have dyed black and red hair. I know you always thought I was mean. And I look mean. But I promise you I'm not. Are you trying to deny it? That's adorable, but I don't think you can deny it. Even moving myself closer to your face, sharing the exact same air as you, you still think I'm a little mean, don't ya? You still think that I'm going to make fun of you, keep reminding you how inexperienced you are, how much you embarrassed yourself in front of a hot woman like me. I'm willing to bet that's all you're thinking about despite our lips being only a few inches apart. I quite literally just complimented you. I literally just told you how you are exactly my type. And yet, you still don't believe me. You still think I'm going to be mean to you, don't you? That's kind of adorable. I'm not going to lie. Knowing that you have a little bit of fear of how I'm going to treat you, it gets me wet. Since you think I'm mean, let me show you just how nice I can be. What did you think about that? Was that mean? Because I think that was very nice of me. I mean, no one says no to a kiss from a big titty goth girl. Wouldn't you agree? I'm not sure if we should go any further, though. I mean, I did just kiss my best friend's younger sibling. Fuck. You're supposed to be off limits. Like, you're the one person I completely shouldn't do anything with. What I just did, it was fucking wrong. It was so dirty. So taboo. I mean, she's practically like a sister to me, but you're just some attractive nobody that I happen to be in the same room with. And she isn't going to be back for a bit. All right. I'm going to propose something, and you can totally say no. But I think I'm going to take pity on you. Someone as cute and sweet as you shouldn't be as inexperienced as you are. Since we're alone together, and I'm soaking through my panties, I'm going to teach you how to eat my pussy out. If you make me come, you'll be rewarded with an orgasm of your own. Think you have what it takes to make me come before your sister gets home? I'm sure you do. After all, you have the easiest task. All you have to do is follow instructions. You can be good for me and do what I say, can't you? That's what I want to hear. Now, start by kissing up my inner thighs. Yeah. Ooh, not so fast. Go nice and slow. I know I'm wet and want you, but you, I want you to make me really want it. Make me feel like the only thing that is going to bring me relief is that pretty mouth of yours. Leave a bite here and there. yeah. Don't be afraid. I can take it. You aren't going to hurt me. I know you aren't. yeah, that's good. That's very good. Keep working your way up. Switching between the two thighs. Yeah, don't pay attention to just one area too much. very good. You're a quick learner, aren't you? Fuck. Yeah. Now lick the outside of my panties. yeah. You can see the wet stain you caused. Now you have to take responsibility for it. You got me so fucking wet, it's only polite that you take care of it, right? so good. Yeah. Kiss and lick it through the fabric. Tease my clits. Yeah, you don't want to give me what I want just yet, no. You want to draw it out. Make me beg for it. After all, you're the only one that can give me what I want, aren't you? you have all the power in the world to make me feel good, or you can keep denying me. Doesn't that make you feel confident? Knowing that you're the one that is going to make me come from using that tongue of yours? Fuck. Yeah. Now I'm pulling my panties to the side, and you are going to have access. I think you've teased me long enough. You might be the only one that can make me come, but that's because I'm allowing you that honor. Don't forget who is really in control, darling. It's not you. The only reason you're getting to taste this pussy is because I think you're going to look just darling between my thighs, working me to orgasm. Don't start like that. Instead, I want you to start with some broad licks. Go from my hole to my clit. I don't want you to start off intensely. No, not right away. Yeah. For me, it's all about building up to that orgasm, making me want it, making me need it, making me need you. And you're gonna be so good for me and give it to me, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you are. following my instructions so well. Yeah, love how you're using your tongue exactly how I told you to. Don't need to think, no. All you have to do is turn your brain off and please me. It's so easy. So simple, isn't it? Yeah, that's it, darling. So good. Keep licking mommy's pussy. Doesn't that taste good? Doesn't it get you turned on knowing how wet you made me? Yeah, it does. I can see it written all over your face. Such a cute little thing burrowing your mouth between mommy's thighs. Tasting my wet cunt. So good. I want you to start playing with the clit now. Here's your tongue, not your mouth. Yeah, better. So much better. What a quick little learner. Don't just circle it. Flick it, suck it, but don't use those teeth. I don't like the feeling of teeth. Oh, good. Good. That feels wonderful. But mommy's going to help you a little bit, okay, darling? I'm going to take either side of your head in my hands and angle you just so that it's better for me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, better. So much better. Now you need to stay there. I know you can do it. Yes, you can. So good for me. Yeah. You love how I taste, don't you? Fuck. Can't get enough of mommy's taste, huh? Such a cute little sup between my legs eating me out. Feel how my hips are grinding. I'm not even controlling them. This is all because of you, darling. Doesn't it feel good making mommy feel so good? The way you're making me just grind against your face. It shows me what a quick learner you are. Keep that up and mommy is going to be coming in no time. I'm sure you want to feel that, don't you? My thick thighs tensing around your head while I come from your mouth following my instructions. So obedient for me, darling. Fuck right there. Yeah, circle it a little more. Oh yeah, that's better. Oh, good. Now go back to what you were doing before. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's real good. Feels really nice. Love how your tongue feels against my pussy, darling. Love how cute you are nestled between my thighs. Oh, so sweet for me. You're doing so good. Yeah, every flick of that tongue proves to me that you can follow instructions, that you can do as you're told. You're definitely going to make me orgasm if you keep this pace up. Oh, fuck. Oh, darling. Oh, I had no idea that you could do what you're told so well. Yeah, I keep using that tongue of yours. Yeah, that's it. Fucking worship my clits. Oh, so good for me, darling. So good for mommy, darling. Keep licking my soaking pussy. It's all wet for you. Thinking about your cute, inexperienced little face between my legs. Lapping at my clit. I wasn't able to resist myself. I was doomed from the start. I've always had a thing for those that are less experienced than me. Allows me to guide them so they know exactly what I like. Yeah, the inexperienced ones. The ones like yourself are always so much more eager to please and be good for their goth mommy, huh? You like being good for me, don't you? Love being praised and complimented while tasting my cunt, flicking my sensitive clit with that talented tongue. Keep doing that. Yeah, just like that. So good. Love how you come out of your shell as soon as I guide you, as soon as I help you. As soon as I placed you where you belong, between mommy's thighs, you just lit up and knew exactly what to do, didn't you? Yeah. Keep working my clit just like that. Love how your tongue feels. Love how warm your mouth is. Oh, I could just melt into a puddle of pleasure right here, right now. Fuck. Oh, so fucking good for me, darling. Oh, I bet you're getting turned on, aren't you? Is my darling getting all turned on from tasting mommy's pussy and bringing her so much pleasure? Oh, I bet you are, because you're so good for me, and you know that bringing me to orgasm, getting my juices running down that cute face, it gets you as horny as well. You love to serve, don't you? Give your partner pleasure upon pleasure until they're writhing and begging for you to stop touching them. Oh, I can tell with how you've taken to following my instructions and eating me out. Mommy always knows. Yeah. Oh, fuck, do that with your tongue again. Oh, yeah, it feels so good. So fucking good for me. Getting mommy closer and closer to her orgasm. Oh, I bet you don't even care if you get off anymore, no? You're so determined to get me to come. So focused on proving yourself to me that your own arousal is being set on the back burner, isn't it? Reaching between your legs to give yourself some release. Some relief. It would feel good, but it doesn't feel as good as praise from mommy while you taste her pussy dust, does it? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Oh, so good for me, darling. So good for mommy. Such a talented little mouth. Would never ever know you haven't done this to me before. You've taken every single thing I've said into account to make me come. I think this might be the fastest I've orgasmed without a toy or a vibe or something. What does that say about you, darling? Oh, so fucking close. So fucking close already. I'm like right there. I can feel it. Keep that movement of your tongue up. Don't fucking stop. Don't change anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fucking feels so good, darling. That's it. That's fucking it. Doing so good for mommy. You're mommy's quick little learner, aren't you? Oh, fuck. I'm so proud of you, darling. Keep going. Love how you use that tongue. Love how you feel against my clit. Oh, I just knew he would be so fucking good at this. You've got such a fuckable face. Such a cute little face that belongs squished against some thick thighs and pressed up against a wet pussy like this. Fuck yes. Oh, darling. Perfect position for eating pussy and for head pats. I can do both at the same time. What more could you want, huh? Is the only thing you want more than that is to make mommy come? Is that what you want more? Because if it is, you're so fucking close. I'm just right there. You can do it, darling. I know you can make mommy come. Keep working your tongue like that, and come on. I know you can do it, make mommy come. Come on, darling, that's it. Yeah, fucking keep that up. Fuck, so good. So fucking good, darling. Oh, mommy, so close. So fucking close. Oh my god. Well, fuck, darling. That is legitimately the quickest someone has ever made me come without the help of a vibrator in the longest time. Are you sure you don't eat a lot of pussy? I'm teasing. What time is it? It seems like we're going to be alone for a little bit longer. Since you did so well for me. Since you were so good for mommy. Do you want mommy to give you your reward for making her come? How should mommy help you, darling? Should mommy use her mouth? Oh, I don't think I should. I think you need to work your way up and earn things like my mouth or my tits or even my pussy. No. I think since you are so inexperienced that even something simple is enough to get you off. So mommy is going to put her soft hands inside your pants and get you off like that. Go on. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Look at you. All turned on. Did making me come get you that horny? Did tasting my wet pussy get you that fucking horny? Oh, that's adorable, darling. You really can't control yourself when you're around a goth girl like me, can you? Aww. Well, I think it's only fair that since you got me off, I help you out. Wouldn't you agree? After all, someone who did as well as you does deserve to get off, don't they? You deserve to be rewarded. Doesn't that feel good? It feels so much better to have mommy's hand get you off instead of your own. It's different, but in a good way, right? Has anyone else touch you here, or am I the lucky one? Oh, that's okay, darling. I don't mind. After all, you are still just as cute, even like this. Pants off, my hand between your legs, touching you, stroking you, helping you get some relief. After all, you got so horny eating me out, and then you made me come. That was so good. It deserves a reward. You make me so, so proud, darling, for being so good for mommy. You get rewards like this. You get more than just tasting me. You get the privilege of coming. After all, if you hadn't made me come, I wouldn't have cared if you came. You only get to come if I come first. Do you understand that? Well, I knew you would. You're going to follow the rules too, I just know it. I can tell just how smart and obedient you are. You want to be good for mommy, don't you? Want to be showered in all the praise and compliments and pleasure that you can handle? Yeah. And you know that you want it, despite how flustered it makes you. You like feeling like this, don't you? You like being flustered? It makes you feel all squirmy, huh? Because your body can't seem to decide between wanting more of mommy's touch or to try to get away from it. I haven't even been touching you for long. What's it been, like 2 minutes? Oh, you're so sensitive, darling. I had no idea how responsive you were going to be. I should have expected that from someone so inexperienced. That's okay, though. Mommy doesn't mind. In fact, I think it's kind of cute. Endearing, almost. That despite how much you want me to keep touching you like this, keep making you feel so fucking good, your body keeps deciding it's too much. It's like your brain and hips aren't on the same wavelength. It's a good thing I'm here to help you come then, isn't it? How would you do it without mommy? Love hearing your voice. Love hearing you respond. Oh, it's like music to my ears. In fact, I think it might be my new favorite sound. Such a sweet, sensitive, and responsive thing for me. So cute and pliable. Doesn't it make you happy knowing how much joy you bring me? Doesn't it make you happy knowing how happy you're making me? And guess what? You're doing it just by being yourself. You've enchanted me, darling. Yeah, that's it. Let mommy make you feel good. My hand feels better than anything you've ever done to yourself, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. That's because you don't know what's going to happen next. I could speed it up, slow it down, stop completely, and you don't get a say in it. You aren't in control whatsoever. When you're touching yourself, you get to decide what you get. You decide how fast you want it, when you come, how you come. But when it's with me, you don't have any of that. You don't get a choice in the matter. You take what mommy gives you and you say thank you because you're good, right? Right? You don't want to demand anything from me because what if I stop? You wouldn't want mommy to stop playing with you simply because you got too greedy, would you? I knew you wouldn't. You're so good for me. So well behaved for mommy. Oh yeah, that's it. Keep melting into my touch. Let me do my thing. All you have to do is focus on the pleasure that you're getting. You deserve it. You've earned this. Just like you've earned an orgasm once mommy decides that she has had her fill of playing with you. After all, I'm having just as much fun as you are having right now. I've already orgasmed, so I get to focus all my attention on you, darling. You get my undivided attention. Right now, with my hand working you closer to coming, you are the center of my universe. I'm not focusing on anything else. I'm not even thinking about anything else but you, darling. All I want to do is make you feel good, reward you, praise you, and keep making you feel so special and good, because that's how you made mommy feel, darling. That means you deserve only the best, right? Oh, that's right. Because you do deserve only the best. You don't get to tell me no to something like that. No. Mommy knows what is best for you. How to treat you right. Someone as cute and good and sweet as you deserves praise and pleasure. Nothing and no one is too good for my darling. And I also can't deny that the way you fit into my hand feels perfect. Kind of like we were made for each other. It feels so natural to stroke you like this, doesn't it? Maybe afterwards, I'll start seeing you as something more. I bet you would like that. For me to start visiting you more so we can have more of these secret hookups when it's just the two of us. Mommy and her darling. That thought alone is enough to get me wet again. The idea of having you as my secret little fling that I can play with whenever I want. Someone to call whenever mommy wants to get off and doesn't want to do it alone. Would you want to be that for me? You know what? Don't answer that right now, darling. Right now, you'll say anything to keep me playing with you and get you closer to that orgasm. I know, darling, I know. Mommy knows exactly what you need, and that's why I'm giving it to you. Taking what mommy is giving you so well. Oh, so good for me, darling. You're such a natural at this. A natural little sub for me. You didn't even question it when I started to assert my authority over you. You just fell into line. It's so cute. I love how naturally submissive you are. How you instinctually diverted your own interest into whatever I said. You knew that you were supposed to obey me, obey mommy, before I even called myself that, didn't you? You just knew that your place was being good for me and you'll be praised and rewarded for it, my cute little darling. I'm going to keep touching you, but I'm going to lower my shirt with my other hand. Give you a little display of my tits. I know you keep watching them shake as I use my soft, warm hands to play with you and inch you ever closer to that orgasm. But I thought, might as well show you what you're missing. I bet you've been dying to touch them, haven't you? The way they were popping out of my black V-neck. Wouldn't have been able to keep your eyes off them if we didn't end up hooking up. Even if we didn't end up hooking up, I mean. Oh, I know. You just love mommy's tits. It's why when you were drunk, you honked them. It's why you kept staring at them while I was playing with you. You just want to reach out and grab my full breast, don't you? You don't sound like you want it that badly. After all, if you really wanted to feel mommy's tits, you would beg for it, wouldn't you? And I'm not even sure you're capable of begging in your current state. I mean, look at yourself. You're ripping apart at the seams, and all because of me. You can't help it, can you, darling? So sensitive to mommy's gentle touch. If you even touched one of my boobs, you would come instantly, wouldn't you? Not that I blame you, no. I mean, they're pretty great if I do say so myself. It's why I always show them, especially around you. You're just So fun to tease and distract, darling. Mommy can't help it. I don't think you mind, though. I think you like being teased, don't you? It makes you want it more. Makes you want me more, right? You love that mommy is such a flirt and tease even before you knew you had a chance. You feel so fucking good. Oh, so fucking horny and all for mommy, right? Oh, this isn't for anyone else. This is all for me. This is all my doing. I have this much of an effect on you, darling. You are so weak for me. So weak for mommy. And I love it. Love that weakness is going to be your downfall. I'm going to get you addicted to me. Addicted to my touch. Nothing is ever going to compare to the feeling of your big titty goth mommy, will it? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. That's my darling. So good for me. So well behaved and sensitive for mommy. I think because you said that, you deserve to come, don't you? I've drawn this out long enough. My tits jiggling with every stroke, saying such lewd things in your ears, touching your sensitive body. Combine all those things and I know you're close. There's no way you wouldn't be able to not be close. Plus, mommy can always tell when her darling is close to coming. So, I want you to come for me. Come for me, darling. Orgasm from mommy's touch. I know you can do it. You've earned this, darling. This is your reward for being so good. You made me so proud, being able to make me come using just your mouth. That means you've earned this. You've earned this orgasm. So come for mommy. Receive your reward, darling. Oh, so good. So fucking cute when you come. Oh, just as adorable as I thought it was going to be. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Coming from mommy's touch. Better than anything you've ever felt before, isn't it? Oh, you love not being in control of your own pleasure. Your own orgasms, don't you? I can see it written all over your face, darling. Plain as day. Really? We just made each other come, and a cheek kiss is enough to fluster you all over again? You really are something. But I told you, I wasn't as mean as you thought I was going to be. In fact, I would argue that I'm very nice. Wouldn't you agree, darling?